But I think the other thing, the name I Am Whom I Am, will have on the participants of this project, Move to Canaan, is the fact that because he is a great I Am, he'll be with us, I think is to realize that he cannot leave you alone. If he's I Am, it means he's there all the time. Because therefore you can never be alone. Who has sent you? I Am. He's not God of history. And the many things he accomplished in the past, he is God present. He's not just God, like Moses had just said, if I tell them the God of our forefathers has sent me. Say, no. I'm not God of remembering the many things I did in the past. I am who I am. I know quite a number of us in my generation like to talk about the revival in the 70s, the revival in the 60s, the revival, and now the younger lot, people in their 50s, have started talking about 80s as being years of revival, whereas my generation likes talking about the 70s as the years of revival in Kenya. But you know, to explain how great God was in your youthful days as you went for crusades, miracles happened, begs the question, is he the God of the 70s? Or is he God today? If he is I Am, we need to see him in your life. When you're in your 60s or in your 70s and your 80s. Our friend the evangelist has died. And when Billy Graham died, just about 100 years, God had given him more than 60 years of preaching before his final years when he was sick and could not go on preaching. Those are many years. But at no time until he was sick, that he said, now I've preached for 30 years or 40 years or 50 years, let me rest. If he is I Am, you need to serve him to your deathbed. You need to live a life that brings him glory. Because I Am means he is with you.